Heavenly Father, now would you open our hearts to understand more of your love for us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Whose side are you on? That's a provocative sort of question, isn't it? But have you noticed in some of the best kind of stories, the ones that really capture our imagination, we often have two sides kind of pitched against each other. We usually kind of rather simplistically call them the good guys and the bad guys. And I've just picked out a few examples that you might have heard of or seen, or maybe some of these are some of your favourite stories. Where's that from? Who's a Star Wars fan? Yes, well, me and Paul are. Star Wars, you have the Jedi and the Rebel Alliance versus the evil Darth Vader and the Sith Lords and the Empire. What about this one? Lord of the Rings. Anyone a fan of Lord of the Rings? Oh, one or two more of us. You've got Frodo, Gandalf, and the Fellowship of the Ring against Saruman and his army. There always seems to be a few more of the baddies than the goodies, do you notice, in these scenes? What about this one? Maybe this one's more of your scene. Where's this one from? Harry Potter. Who's a Harry Potter fan? You've got Harry Potter and Dumbledore's army against who? Lord Voldemort and his Death Eaters. Maybe X-Men. Who's a fan of the X-Men? Only me. Oh, it's really interesting seeing the different people. So you have the X-Men, Professor Xavier and his X-Men against Magneto and the Brotherhood. Or maybe you're old school like me. Who's a fan of Narnia? A few more. In Narnia, we have Aslan, the Pevensey children and their followers against the White Witch and her army. I think those kinds of stories appeal to us for a number of reasons. I think they tap into, I think, something deep down in all of us that kind of recognises that so often in life, in the world, there are two opposing forces at work. Those who represent oppression and injustice, cruelty, pride, arrogance, or selfishness, self-centeredness. And those who stand for freedom, for justice, for compassion, kindness, humility, and selflessness. And we hope, don't we, that if we're asked, whose side are you on? We pick the right one. Although real life is never usually as clear-cut as it is in the movies sometimes. And it can be hard sometimes to know which side we should be on. I think another reason that we love these stories is because despite what we see going on around us in the world, or maybe because of that, we want good to triumph. We want to see good triumph. We have to hope that good will triumph. And I think the third reason that we love these stories is they give us hope that anyone, even the worst of people, might be given a second chance, a chance to swap sides when they've realised that they've been in the wrong. And in some of those stories that I've put up, there's often a character who swaps sides or who realises that they're on the wrong side. And that gives us hope for all of us that we can make a different decision and take a different path. When St. Paul wrote his letter to the early Christians in Colossae, he talks about two very different sides. He calls them the dominion or the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of the Son, God's Son, Jesus. Two very different kingdoms, two very different sides. And the kingdom of darkness isn't just about what we might sort of traditionally think of as outright evil, the kinds of things that we hope we would never ever do. It's also about being in the dark about God, about not understanding just how much he loves us and wants to bless us, so much that he came to us as Jesus and to die for us on the cross. When we're stuck in that kingdom of darkness, it's really easy to get blinded by hopelessness and fear and anxiety and trapped in patterns of thinking and behaving which harm ourselves or others. But the amazing truth is that we don't have to stay in that kingdom. St. Paul writes to the Colossian Christians that God the Father has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. We're not stuck with being on that side anymore. We can be on an entirely different side, the kingdom of his son, Jesus. It's not a physical place on earth, but it's real because it exists in the hearts of everyone who follows Jesus. We make it real. And through him, Paul says, we have redemption and forgiveness. When we choose his side, we're saved from that hopelessness and fear and our old ways of thinking and behaving. We can be different. Life can be different. We're not in the dark anymore about God. In fact, we have him living within us by his Holy Spirit. And as we get to know God better and better, day by day, bit by bit, we start to live differently, with hope, with resilience, with joy, and with his strength. Today, the church has a sort of special little celebration, not just the baptism of Henry, but today we celebrate Christ the King, Christ as King. And so that reading from Luke's Gospel might seem really strange, because Jesus on the cross looks nothing like a king. The cross looks like a terrible defeat. But the reason that we use our cross in the service, marking it on the child's head who's being christened, is because the cross was actually a place of victory and triumph. That's where Jesus defeated death. The kingdom of darkness does not have the last word. Hopelessness and pain did not have the last word. And that's definitely a king whose side I want to be on. And on the cross, we have this incredible scene. One of the thieves gets to swap sides. He gets a second chance. He is all of us, if you like, who might think that we're not really good enough to be in Jesus's kingdom on his side. Because the truth is, really none of us are good enough, but Jesus makes it possible to escape the darkness and come into his light. When we have a baptism, it's an opportunity to say whose side you're on. Obviously, Henry isn't old enough to say that himself, so you, his parents and godparents, have said that for him. Saying as you did, I turn to Christ, is a way of saying, that's the side I choose to be on. I choose to be on Christ's side, on Jesus's side. And our prayer is that as Henry gets older, he'll be able to make those words and that choice his own. But the truth is, it's never too late for any of us to choose to be on Jesus' side and to hear his promise for ourselves. Today, things can be different. Today, you can escape the darkness. Today, you can be part of my kingdom. And today, you'll be with me, always in paradise. Amen.